Ellis Bates on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Last week, the Chancellor, Philip Hammond, took to the dispatch box and gave us what turned out to be the last ever autumn statement, which was a shock in itself. It was probably the biggest shock, the only thing that didn't get leaked from his announcement. And to delve into that in a little more detail and find out how it's going to affect you, your life, your business, I'm delighted to be joined by Mark Chander, Chartered Financial Planner from the Ellis Bates Group, and we're going to have a little look into some of the announcements that Philip Hammond made last week. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you very much. I'd like to just start off by looking at a few general things before we look at, as you say, the individual financial planning implications. So public borrowing, deficit and spending, well, the government finances are now forecast to be $122 billion worse off in the period until 2021 than it was forecast back in March. The debt will rise from 84.2% of gross domestic product last year to 87.3% this year, and then it will peak at 90.2% of GDP in 2017-18.
This is very different to the previous administration.
The previous charter brought three promises and that were set in statute, but it's I think it's a taste of realism now. What can we achieve and what is practicable to achieve? And the OBR, the Office of Budget Responsibility, they are forecasting borrowing of $68.2 billion this year, then $59 billion in 2018, and just decreasing down to $20.7 billion by 2021. So not quite where we thought we would be, but it's now is what can they do that is practicable. I think the other thing, the government will need to meet commitments to protect budgets for some of the key public services such as defence, overseas aid, and of course the pension triple lock until the end of the parliament.
There actually wasn't a huge amount in this autumn statement, and a lot of it seemed to be because they don't really know what's going to happen with the Brexit result and that sort of thing, and the process of going through Brexit. So there was a lot more on infrastructure spending to make sure the country is moving and can do business, wasn't there?
In terms of transport infrastructure across our regions, there is a big commitment to fund that. We're seeing an extra $1.1 billion in local transport networks, 220 reduced traffic pinch points, and $23 billion to be spent on innovation and infrastructure generally over the next 5 years. There is other spending to support other services, but yes, this is about getting us in the right shape to make the most of our economy post-Brexit.
The Chancellor used the phrase "getting the country match fit."
Match fit.
One of the things that people were quite excited about was that there was the cancellation of the planned rise in fuel duty, which obviously affects pretty much everybody.
Yes, that's right. The fuel duty rise, that's been cancelled for the seventh year in succession now. That's going to cost the Chancellor £850 million. But that will save the average car driver about £130 a year and the van driver about £350. Pounds a year.
I do have to say though that I feel a little bit like that was the good news headline, but the one that perhaps went under the radar slightly was the increase in insurance premium tax, which is going to affect your car insurance.
Yes, the increase in premium tax is a 20% increase, moving from 10% to 12% on your house, car or cat insurance. So yes, we'll be filling it in the pocket at our renewals.
So let's move on then to your area of particular expertise then, Mark, which is financial planning. So what are the key things that we've seen from this autumn statement?
Well, in pensions, the welcome news that we've had is that pension tax relief remains pretty much unchanged. And it's now still not the time for a major pension shake-up, which has been predicted in the past. The one thing that people will have noticed, no doubt, is the reduction in the money purchase annual allowance. So if you're accessing your pension benefits, the amount you can put into a personal pension is currently $10,000 a year. That will reduce down to $4,000 in an attempt to reduce the amount of recycling and double tax relief that people over the age of 55, some people over the age of 5 that are drawing benefits and still paying into a pension, are accessing. That's pretty much bad news also for people that are looking to take their benefits but also work at the same time. That's a real problem because a lot of people do phase their retirement. They reduce the hours they're working. So if you are accessing your pension benefits, then the amount you can put in will reduce from $10,000 down to down to £4,000 a year. Of course, the actual annual allowance of £40,000 is still in place for those people who are still in employment.
One of the things that made the headlines, and I think because it's quite an easy one to attach very everyday items to, was the changes to salary sacrifice. Now, this is where you pay for something from your salary before it goes through the tax, so you effectively don't pay tax on the amount that is. That's right, isn't it?
Well, that's right. You're sacrificing the salary, which means that the employer is actually making that contribution into whichever arrangement you have. The benefit of that is that the national insurance that would apply to that part of your salary is negated for you and the employer. So that means that there is a monetary benefit, and some employers actually do pass that benefit on to the employee from their point of view on the national insurance, but some don't.
And you would see this for things like, and this is what the newspaper headlines tended to pick up on, things like mobile phones, things like gym memberships. And this is, it's sort of a similar thing to how pensions work, isn't it? Pension contributions work.
Yes, that's right. You can also add parking, school fees, gym memberships, travel insurance. There's quite a few things.
Train season tickets.
Absolutely. Yeah. The main piece of news, which is good, is that it will not affect pensions. So pensions are still protected from that. I wouldn't say it's going to be protected forever because it's under review. Some of those salary sacrifice schemes will see a sort of general winding down. There's a bit of protection for some of them. But I think going back to the pensions, why that is so important is that a lot of people have set up auto-enrolment schemes. Employers have set up auto-enrolment schemes on the basis of salary sacrifice. And so if there'd been an issue there, it could have been quite detrimental.
Yeah, and we've all just kind of been very actively encouraged to go through these auto-enrolment schemes. The government's put a lot of money into advertising and marketing them to us. And to kind of pull the rug out at this stage would have been a very strange move, wouldn't it?
That would have been rather counterproductive.
Yes, absolutely. Well, considering one of their goals is to get more people paying into pensions, that would have been a very strange thing to do. It will, however, affect people who have things like gym memberships.
Yes, it will.
And mobile phones. So they will see an increase in the cost of that to them. And one of the promises that this government's made a few times is to change the level at which you become a higher rate taxpayer. And this has come through in this autumn statement.
It has. We're now seeing the personal allowance in 2017-18 at £11,500. And if you combine that with the current basic rate of up to £33,500 income, we've now got a higher rate threshold of £45,000 for the tax year 2017-18. So that's good news. Increases are also planned to £12,500 and £50,000 respectively by 2020. So by 2020, £50,000 earned will keep you in basic rate. Different bans will apply in Scotland as a result of the devolved powers.
And from a financial planning point of view, Mark, is there anything else that we should be aware of from this autumn statement?
Yeah, there's some good news for investors who own investment bonds. Now, these bonds, when they have part surrender, can unwittingly face a large tax charge based upon the way in which the segments were in cash. What it means is that people face tax bills that they needn't have faced. And in the past, Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs have enforced these charges, even though the segment encashment was basically an error. The legislation now will turn that around so that the lower charge will apply in all cases, and that is a very welcome change. I'll just finish off on a few things that we already know but are really important.
Yep.
That's coming in 2017-18 is that the inheritance tax residential nil rate band will start to take effect. And from April of next year, everyone's going to be entitled to an extra £100,000 on nil rate band where the family home passes direct to descendants on death. Now, that's part of a phasing in of a benefit which will add another £175,000 to your nil rate band over the next 5 years. So, and within 5 years, we'll have a £500,000 nil rate band each. That would be transferable between couples, but there are terms and conditions that apply to that transfer. The other thing I'd like to say is that the lifetime ISA introduction will take effect, of course, and that's for the under 40s who have a new savings option which can help them get a foothold on the property ladder. That's up to £4,000 a year can be paid into the lifetime ISA. and also a 25% government bonus will apply to that contribution.
This is the product that you can only access for particular events in your life. First time buyers is one, and if you're already got a, if you're already a homeowner, you'll have to wait till your pension.
And of course, the current ISA, or NISA as we call it, you can currently pay £15,240 a year into that. That's going to be rising to £20,000 a year.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for taking us through the headlines there of the Autumn Statement. Of course, there's plenty more to drill down into if you are interested. And of course, if you want advice on anything financial planning related, then Ellis Blates is a place you can go for that. Where and how do you do that?
You can call us on 01423 520052. Alternatively, you can take a look on the website. That's all the W's, ellisbatesgroup.com.
Ellis Bates on Stray FM's Business Hub.